No more exploding financial toasters.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The White House reportedly wants to protect you from dangerous financial products. Sources say the administration is considering a new agency that would make sure home mortgages, credit cards, and mutual funds work in the consumer's best interest. An advisor to President Obama has compared the idea to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They protect you from buying a toaster that might burst into flames. This agency would protect you from things like so-called predatory loans that can blow up in your financial face. European stocks are mixed now, no big moves. Asian stocks also mixed. Japan's government reported its economy shrank last quarter at the fastest pace in more than 50 years. Yesterday, the Dow lost 29 points and closed at 8,474. Oil is at a six-month high, now above $60 a barrel. On Capitol Hill today, the Senate Finance Committee considers how to pay for health care reform. Covering 46 million uninsured Americans could cost $1.5 trillion over the next decade. How to pay for it? John Dimsdale considers the options.
One way is to squeeze waste from the existing health delivery system. Proposals include digital record keeping and incentives to keep people out of hospitals.
All the things that people are talking about have a real potential for savings long term, but not to get people covered in the short term.
Harvard University's Robert Blendon says it'll take 5 to 10 years before those improvements bear fruit. In the meantime, senators are considering taking away the tax deduction for employer-sponsored health insurance. That would mean a smaller paycheck for most workers. The White House prefers cutting broader tax deductions for the rich. And there's the idea of higher sin taxes, including, for the first time, sugary soft drinks.
You're going to have to pursue a source of revenue that's really quite large, and the soda bottle and the cigarettes and alcohol doesn't do it by itself.
Senators are trying to find a bipartisan solution that avoids turning too many powerful interest groups against reform. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The insurance industry says it's on board with reform. Insurers have pledged to help curb rising health care costs. Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus is with us. David, you have been summoning the ghosts of health care reform's past. Who have you talked to?
So I talked to a former health official from the Carter administration, where they tried to bring universal coverage onto the table in the 1970s. And this guy said, you know what? At that time, the insurance industry stepped up and said, what a great idea. We want to be a part of that. We're here to help. And then they all sat at the table. And what do you know? The insurance industry got up, walked away, and this former official said it was all a joke. And I thought, well, wait a minute. At least in the Clinton administration, they tried to do this. And so I talked to a former Clinton administration health official, and she said, you know what? They all said they really want to be a part of it. And they came and said, we want to be sitting at the table and help you out. And then as soon as they got there, they said, nah, this isn't for us. And they got up and walked away. And so now I'm wondering, how much do we trust these guys to actually do it differently these times?
Well, you spoke to industry people. What'd they tell you?
Well, I talked to America's Health Insurance Plans, which is the leading industry group for the health insurance industry. And I said, well, wait a minute, why should we trust you this time? And they said, well, 15 years ago, we really weren't committed to reform. Okay, mea culpa, great. But this time, we're totally on board to get it done. And I said, okay, well, wait a minute. So you've pledged $2 trillion in savings over 10 years. How are you going to do it? And they said, well, we haven't really worked out the details yet. And I said, well, the president wants to have a public plan to compete with yours. How do you feel about that? And they said, well, we don't really like that at all either. And I said, well, at least you've offered to eliminate your exemptions for people with pre-existing conditions and for people who are sick by charging them more. But you say you need a national health mandate to do that. Well, would you do that without the mandate? And they said, no, probably not. And they hedged all their answers. And I'm thinking, you know what? These guys are already scooting back their chairs and getting ready to get up from the table.
So what do you predict will happen?
I'm really hoping that there's more momentum now than we've ever seen before for healthcare reform. It clearly seems like there's a different climate that surrounds the discussion. At the same time, these guys have clearly already dug in their heels and made it apparent to everybody that there's going to be a whole lot of horse trading going on. It would just be really unfortunate to see their interests becoming paramount to the consumer's interests by the time this discussion finds its way to the end.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
Medical device company Medtronic sent a letter to doctors this week warning about its pacemakers. It says some pacemakers under the brand names Kappa and Sigma have wiring defects and could malfunction. In fact, the company says it has reports of two patient deaths where the pacemakers may have played a role.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. American Public Media programs explore the American dream and ask, after our current troubles are over, what's next? More at nextamericandream.org.
The Irish low-cost airline Ryanair is introducing some new fees today. For one thing, passengers will be charged for checking in online. From our European desk, Stephen Beard explains.
Starting today, Ryanair's passengers will be required to pay around $15 each for booking and checking in online. They must print out the boarding pass at home, and if they turn up at the airport without it, they'll be charged a hefty $120 penalty. The airline spokesman, Stephen McNamara, says this is all part of a move to scrap the checking in procedure at airports, which is both costly and time-wasting.
We want to remove the instance of passengers queuing up at a check-in desk. And also it'll help us to lower our costs and therefore we'll be able to reduce our fares even further.
But Ryanair's critics say the $15 charge for checking in online obviously makes a flight with the airline more expensive. The carrier's additional charges have long been controversial. The airline caused a storm by proposing that passengers be charged for using the onboard restrooms. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, it looks like Porsche and Volkswagen are dating again. Their top managers are meeting in Stuttgart, Germany today after a weekend spat that threatened to tear their love asunder. The carmakers have been pondering a marriage now for years. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.